Welcome to the All Souls Episcopal Parish in Berkeley's Sermon Podcast. This morning we hear from the Reverend Joseph Delgado as he preaches from the lectionary, which was Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. As always, you can find more information or sermons on our homepage, which is allsoulsparish.org. Hope to see you around sometime.
Merry eighth day of Christmas. And in the spirit of Christmas, I would like to share with you a blessing and a gift that I received long ago and has helped to sustain me through the years. With the start of this new year, I hope these words will do the same for you. Never forget who you are and where you are from. Because no matter where you are in the world, even if you were to go to the ends of the earth, never forget that you are good, that you are cherished, that I love you. You will always be a part of me, and I will always be a part of you. These would be the parting words and blessing to me from my mother whenever I was preparing to leave from my childhood home on Guam to continue my life in the stateside mainland. My mother, Anita, always made Christmas the best holiday for her children. She decorated and filled our home with a spirit of Christmas that lives on in my memory and in the memories of all my siblings. My mother always gave us thoughtful gifts, but in the Christmas of 1999, 6 months before her death, my mother gifted to me this message and blessing that one last time. A time that I will never forget, and it remains for me a gift that I will always treasure. Never forget who you are or where you are from. You are good, you are cherished, you are loved. You will always be a part of me, and I will always be a part of you. Last Sunday, the beloved Archbishop of South Africa, Desmond Tutu, died at the age of 90. And the Archbishop comes to mind for me today because he believed in a life principle so close to the words that my mother would give to me. The principle of Ubuntu simply states that I am because you are, and you are because I am. These words reveal how loving relationships shape who we become and how we respond to the world. I am because you are. You are because I am. This is our good news, our mantra, if you will, for today. And it is in these words to live by that came to mind for me as I began reflecting on today's Gospel of Luke. Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Some translations have it says, didn't you know that I must be attending to my Father's business? As part of the infancy narrative from Luke's Gospel, the young Jesus here in this story reveals his intimate relationship with God. And it is from this relationship that shaped the way that he, Jesus, related and responded to the world. Today's message invites us to do the same, that because of our intimate relationship with God, we are called to respond to our world by bringing light through and by our humanity. thus building the kingdom of God by loving God, by loving one another as God loves us. Christmas is a time when we are reminded of this loving relationship of God and with God. This is the time of the year when we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. God having a love for us so great that God becomes incarnate, becomes one like us. God offers us a most intimate and loving relationship with us by becoming human. God taking on human flesh in the person of Jesus, born of extremely humble conditions, involved experiencing a life filled with all the joys and all the sorrows, triumphs and failures, the good and the bad, the pleasures and the pain of all things that make up our human experience. In and because of Jesus, God knows intimately what it means to be human. Through the person of Jesus, there exists a bond that is eternal, beyond this human mortality. God is with us every step of the way. So on Christmas, as we celebrate God's incarnation, God's humanity with us, it is good news in light and amidst darkness and dark times. So this is good news, right? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. So this good news message, however, has been challenged and is often forgotten. We often forget who and what we are within our human struggles. For several reasons, this past year and some months, almost 2 years now, with the COVID pandemic and its variants, climate change, the increase of crimes, wars, rising authoritarianism, personal losses, sickness, displacement, death, structural racial injustice, all things that seem dark and are dark, our lives and our view of the world and future may seem overwhelmingly hopeless. Yet, with the start of every year, every new year, there often brings a sense of promise and of hope, of good things to come. This promise of hope is God coming from within us to bring a bright light that will hopefully show us the way out of darkness. This is our good news amidst challenging times. In the past years, when I celebrated New Year, I would ask myself, well, what will this new year bring? My question for us today will be more so in response to our relationship with God and with each other. What will we bring to this new year? So, as you go forth to celebrate this new year and in preparation for the Feast of Epiphany later this week, my prayer is that in the midst of these seemingly dark, trying, and challenging times, you and all those you hold dear may experience a newness and birth of hope, of light, resilience, good cheer, love, and grace. And that through this remembering of who we are, we all may, as we gather around this table of Eucharist, practice more mindfully the life and principle of Ubuntu, knowing that we do not face these challenges alone, that hope is being able to bring light despite the darkness, that family isn't just about blood and whose blood you have, but about who you care about, that our human family is bound one with the other. We can only come through this experience of our being human when we do this together. As God is with us and has created us in God's image and sharing life with us. It is from this intimate relationship with God that we in turn are called to share and to respond with our human connectedness together in this world around us. So, as we go forth, never forget who you are, where you are from. You will always be a part of me, and I will always be a part of you. You are good. You are cherished. You are loved.